Are you looking to up your recruitment and logistics game? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Going In Raw podcast with your host, Ryan Walker.
How you doing, guys? You all right? It's Ryan here, Director of Walker Recruitment. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is a first video in an online, ongoing series that I'm going to do of basically how to find your dream job, how to get hired. Now, the reason I'm doing this is I have numerous conversations with a lot of different people from all different backgrounds phoning me up and asking, Ryan, how do I get my dream job and what do I need to do to get the job that I really want? Now, this is going out basically to everyone, but it could be mainly to people who want to change in position. People have been working in the same industry a long time and want to change in career. People have just come out of the armed forces who are looking into Civvy Street, been there, I know how it feels. People have come out of different sectors like the police sector, all that sort of thing. College students, uni students, it's that time of year, you're finishing your exams, you don't know what to do with your life. What do you do with a career? What do you do with that degree you've just spent 4 or 5 years doing? This is all going out to you guys. I'm here to help, to add value and get you to where you need to be in your career. Now, the advice that I give right now, especially now, is the same advice that I give to all of my senior executive candidates that I work with. I work with very high-powered people and very high influential people in the industry. And logistics is where I came from. It's my niche, if you like to call it. But I work with senior operations managers, CEOs, vice presidents of international companies. I give these guys the same advice that I'm going to share with you. So I want you to add value. These guys use it, you guys can as well, because we're all the same. We all have the same mind, the same mentality. It's all the same fundamentals. Now, before to it, we'll go through to start with. The first bit of advice I give to anyone who's looking to change their career or to change or to go in a new direction with their job is you have to find your passion. You have to be passionate about what you do. What is your passion? Now, that's all well and good, but a lot of people have came up to me and said, Ryan, I do not know what their passion is. And these are senior people who have been in 20 years veterans for vice presidents of massive international companies. And they've said it to me, I don't know what my passion is. Now, that is not a bad thing. There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people go through life and don't even realise what their passion is. Now, that's great. The thing is, you need to do it. You need to find your passion if you want to go into the next step of your career and be into that dream job that you really want. Now, I'm going to share with you four things to do on how to find your passion. And this is going to help you find that passion that you really want to do and next the direction you want to go for in your career. Now, it's nice and easy. So what I want you to do is I want you to write these down. Get yourself a pad. Get four columns, it's only four columns, you need 4 points, and I need you to get a pen and you need to write these down, okay? So we'll start off, point number one of how to find your passion, yeah? Point number one is, what are you good at? I want you to write down everything on the list, in column one, everything on there of what you're good at. Write them all down. Could be a number of things. Could be loads of stuff. It could be I'm good at coding. I'm good at fixing cars. I'm good at cleaning. Anything. I'm good at driving. I'm good at Fortnite. I'm not good at Fortnite. I'm good at PUBG as well. I'm all right at PUBG, actually, to be honest. But anything under the sun. Could be anything. Write them all down. Doesn't matter how many you've got or how many. It could be 30 to 40, for instance. Write them all down. And then we're going to move on to point two. Point two of how to get your passion, how to find your passion is, what do you love doing? Now, this is important. What do you love doing? Now, why is that important? Because if you don't love doing it, you're not going to stick at it. You're going to quit. You're going to be 6 months down the line, starting doing this, and you're just not going to do it. Fair enough, there might be a lot of money into it, but if you don't love doing it, money's not going to make a difference. Take the emotion of money out of it just for now, and then think about, what do you love doing? You know, I'm good at washing up, but I don't love doing it. So you need to do something like that, you know. Find out what you're good at, write them all down, and then second column, what do you love doing? Now, the second column is going to be a lot smaller than your first column. Let's put it, there's nothing wrong with that. That's natural. That's perfect. That's what we want, okay? So now we're going to follow on to number three. Step three of how to find your passion is there a need for it in the world? Now, is there a need for it? If you're good at it and you love doing it, does the world need it? Is there an opportunity out there for it? Now, to put that into perspective, let's put it into apple picking, for instance. I'm good at apple picking. I love doing it because I'm outside in the sun all the time. I get a good tan. I'm out in the fields. I love doing that. Is there a need for it? Is there a need for it in the world right now? Possibly not, because of robotics and robots and machines doing it for you. So have to have a look, have to have a listen for that. Okay, so once you've found that out, write that down in column 3, and now it's going to move on to column 4. Think about, you need to think out in column 4, how are you going to make money from it? Most important part of it, how are you going to make money? Because that's what we want. We want you to be successful. We want you to go into a career that you can make good money from, not just to start with, that's a bit of a long-winded thing, but how are you going to make money from it? You're going to good at it, you're going to love doing it, the world needs it, and I can make money from it. Fantastic. 4 points that you want. For instance, look at me. What am I good at? I'm good at talking. I'm good at speaking to people. I'm good at influencing people. I'm good at helping people get jobs. I'm good at doing that. Now, do I love doing it? Of course I do. I think it's great. It's one of my passions that I've got. I feel enthusiastic and motivated to do. I love doing it. Is there a need for it in this world? Of course there is. Recruitment is always going to be needed in this world, either in some aspect. So there's always going to be a need for it in this world. And how do I get paid for it? Well, I can either get myself a recruitment job, or I do what I did and obviously get myself, start my own business up. There you go. That's the four fundamentals of what to do. Have a look at this, guy. Guys, this is obviously the foundations. This is the bare bones of breaking it all down to step one. You know, this is going to build on to something different and something great, to be quite honest, but we'll have to start the foundations. Find this, to find your passion. Work out what your passion is and use that. You'll probably find out, my God, I'd never realised this. I'd never realised I could actually use this to something. So a lot of, you might have an epiphany, for instance, will just blow, and that's what you want. That's what you want. You want something different. You want to be happy in your job. You want to do your job, the career prospects, all the good stuff, but fundamental, find your passion out first, guys, all right? Now, this is obviously video one of an ongoing series. We're going to have some different tips as well. We're going to go through in later videos. I'm going to do 2 a week. I'm going to post up Monday and Thursday of every week. I'm going to do the same. We're going to talk about different things. We're going to be talking about motivation, how to keep motivated during the process, how to get one over on recruitment. That's the best one. Interview tips, the guaranteed way to get a job in an interview. I've got a great strategy for that as well. Also, how to get found. We're in an industry, we're in a society now is getting found is the main way. Now, how do you get found on LinkedIn and social media and all these sort of places? I'll tell you how to do that and give you some great advice on how to do that. Right, guys, this is the end of the video, but thank you so much for joining us. I will put, obviously, my contact details at the end of the video. I'll also put on the four fundamentals of how to find your passion in the comments and the description below. Now, guys, if you've got any comments, please put them down. Any questions, I am more than happy to go through them. I will answer every question that has been asked. Do not hesitate to get in touch with me, okay, guys? Please like, share this, share it around. Let's get a little bit of help. If there's any friends out there who need some assistance in finding work, or they're looking for a dream job, or they just don't know where to turn, copy them in the video. Let's get this going. Let's get a bit of help to other people who need it. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I'll see you on the next video. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Going In Raw podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And for more great content and to stay up to date, visit walker-recruitment.co.uk, on Facebook at Walker Recruitment, and Twitter at Walker_REC. We'll catch you next time.